this really concludes the Maimed Shloshtam portion of the daf. And the maskana, what emerged is that Maimed Shloshtam works bein bepikadoin, bein bemilva. Additionally, what emerged is that the concept of Maimed Shloshtam in the words of the Gemara is kehilchas b'loy taima. It's really a halacha that has no time. Tosfos, this is the second Tosfos on the Yomid, says, what does it mean when the Gemara said the maskana that it's a hilchas b'loy taima? Pirish, mashemoyo liknois. This that the kinyan works is a hilchas b'loy taima. Avultam yesh lama tiknu chacham. There's a time why the chachamim instituted the takana. Meaning hilchas b'loy taima means how you can transfer the possession of an item without physically doing anything. That's hilchas b'loy taima. We thought we can come up with a lumdus to make it work, but we couldn't. And in the final analysis, think of this like halacha l'moshe misina, like the shir kezayis when it comes to achila. But says Tosfos, you want to know why Chazal did it? That's not a hilchas b'loy taima. In fact, Tosfos explains the tam for this takana, Maimed Shloshtam, and the tam for the other two as well. We'll only focus on the first one because that's really the sugya we're learning. Says Tosfos, Maimed Shloshtam, you want to know why Chazal made a takana, Maimed Shloshtam? Tiknu, it was instituted, Shloyit Starich Letreyach Velasis Kinyonim. Chazal didn't want people to have to be matriach in order to have to make kinyonim, and therefore this is a good way to not have to go through the tircha of making kinyonim. So you have three people sitting in a room, everybody wants the same thing. Reuven wants his item, which is by Shimon, to go to Levi. Okay, b'maimed shloshnam, machaloch, let's just get it over and done with. You have to go through the tircha of stop making kabbas and chalipins and mices and agavs. There's no reason to have to do it. So that people shouldn't have to be matriach. That's why Chazal had this impetus to come up with this chiddush, this institution known as maimed shloshnam. Now, physically, l'maisa, how it works, dos is taka chiddush. And that's a milsa b'loy time. Al-Kaponim, this is the takeaway, pashup shad in the Gemara, and this is the way Tosfos learns the sugya. When we started the Gemara, we mentioned that the Gemara asked for time of mind. Why is it that Maimed Shloshtam works? The Chura needs a reason. And Rashi explained that the Gemara's kash of time of mind was b'milva kana. Why is it that it works by a milva? And it's mashma from Rashi that Rashi held that the fact that Maimed Shloshtam works by a pikadin doesn't require time. And if that's the case, just to come full circle now that we finished the whole Gemara, it would emerge that when the Gemara says Maimed Shloshtam is hilchas b'loy taima, the Gemara is not saying it regarding Maimed Shloshtam B'Pikadin. Maimed Shloshtam B'Pikadin is a Hilchas B'Taima. It's only B'Milva that it's B'Loy Taima. Right, you see the symmetry of the Gemara? The Gemara started off Taima Mai, and the Gemara said, there is no time. It's Hilchas B'Loy Taima. But that was all the B'Loy Taima in the V'Taima Mai, and the V'Taima Mai was on the Milva. That means as it relates to B'Pikadin, there is a reason. So Begzich, the Kasha, what is the reason? And L'Chur, the same reason that Tosfos said, that Mashemoya Liknois has no time because at the end of the day, there was no kinyan that took place. That's why it's Ilchas B'Loy Taima. So what's the difference if we're dealing with a Pekad, if you're dealing with a Milva? How do you transfer a Milva? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they're all in a room. Reuven tells Shimon, you have my Pekad, and it's Sibur Mumunach in the Karen's office. He says, I want it right now to belong to Levi. Say those words, Levi owns it. Not Levi's the Shimon Pekad. Levi owns it. How did that happen? There was no kinyan that took place. So the Ketzais, in Simin, Kuf Chavav, it's Sif Kotten Gimel, says a Dover Nifla. He says that the emes is the whole Mutcherai of the Gemara, of how Maimed Shloshtam works, the Maskana of the Gemara, Hilchas B'Loy Taima. Why is that so Pashat? Meaning, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, how could you make a Kinyan without doing a Maisa? Because, I don't know. How does any Kinyan, the Rabbanon, work? The Rabbanon were Mechadish Kinyanim. The Rabbanu Mechadish, Kinyan Meshicha, for example. Kinyan Agav, the Ksoi says, is a Kinyan, the Rabbanu. How does that work? L'chura, it's only Midrabbanu, it's not Midrashisa. So if Midrashisa, you have to do certain things, and this doesn't conform with the way the Torah says you made a Kinyan, so what gives the Rabbanu the right to do it? For some reason, the Gemara never asked the Kasha, how does Kinyan Meshicha work? But when it comes to the Sugya of Maimed Shloshtam, oh, time of Mai, and the Gemara comes out of Maskana, it's Hilchas B'Loy, why is it Hilchas B'Loy time? Because you didn't do anything, and when you did Meshicha, you did do something? Oh, because you physically did something? I understand, you physically did something. If you did jumping jacks, that would also count? No, you have to do what the Torah told you to do. You didn't do what the Torah told you to do. So what's this? Why is Maimed Shloshtam worse than Meshicha? As I freak the Ketzais. Zoktik Ketzais, Maimed Shloshtam is not worse than Meshicha. And Emes says, the reason Meshicha works, says the Ketzais, a Dover Nifla. There's a Kinyan called Kinyan Situmta. I've spoken about this in old raid bites. What's Kinyan Situmta? Comes up a lot in the Tshuvas that were written in the last few hundred years. A classic example was what the Chassam Sofer, for example, referred to in his tshuvas as the kinyan that happens with a handshlak, what we know as a handshake. So if somebody gives a handshake, he says mazal or whatever it is, das is a kinyan. What's the kinyan? So the Gemara says that being that the derech of the soichrim is to make kinyanim like that, that's enough to give it a chshivas of a kinyan. Something that's considered a kinyan in Dina de Malchusa is considered a kinyan b'dinei Torah as well. It even has a name. It's known as kinyan setumta. Classic example is the German handschlag. But the bottom line is, that's something that works. So the Ketzai says nifla. He says that the reason kinyan meshicha works and kinyan agav and all kinyanim derabanan is because it's legara the minig that chazal kaveya versus the minig of the Umay Sa'olam. If the Umay Sa'olam can be kaveya that a handshake is a kinyan known as setumta, so l'chur, if chazal say that this shouldn't be a zasar kinyan, there's no reason that shouldn't be able to work either. This is reminiscent of the Ran in the Darm Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Ran talks about kinyuyim, and he says, Lashon Shabadu Lehem Chachamim, and the Ran says a beautiful Lashon. He says that l'gara haskomas chachamim me'askomas all the Roshi Amedina. What makes the Rabbanan's language any less of a language than their language? What makes Chazal's being kaveya that this is a way to do a kinyan any worse than because in a certain geshef, in a certain industry, they decided that if you give someone a handshake, that's a bona fide way of making a kinyan. So Zoktik Tzais, that's why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, why does Mashicha work? That's why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, why does Agav work? And says the Tzais, that's why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, why does Maimed Shloshtim work by a Pekadin? The whole Kasha of the Gemara was, how does Maimed Shloshtim work as it relates to a milva? And the reason that's akasha is because the only time you can ever be makna something, even when it comes to all the other kinyanei atayra, is if it's in your rishus. But eira the makna dover she'enoi b'shusai. And the Ketzai says it so beautifully. The ein lucha kinyan gadol kamir lehektish. The spitz kinyan is kinyan lehektish, says the Ketzai. The afilu hachi kimin the lesser b'shusai le'motzi makne. But we know you can't be makna something that's not in your reshus. Zelefi she'enu shaloi v'zelefi she'enu b'shusai. You can't be makna something that's not in your reshus. And that's why the Gemara's kasha was that how does my mitzloshtim work by a milva? And that's Pshan and Rashi. The Gemara's not muching how my mitzloshtim works. My mitzloshtim is worse than a hanshlak. It's worse than kinyan meshicha and agav. It's a kinyan derabanan. Say the hefker bez then hefker, whatever the pshat is. There's no reason it shouldn't work. The Gemara's kasha was on halikim amarava filu b'milva, and it manam Yishmul said nubli b'yotcha. So you see, it works even by a milva. Works by a milva. L'char, it's not in my rishos. How could it work? And you're right. The Gemara's teretz was it's a hilchas of aloy taimo and enochanami. That's how it works. The Ketzai says that he saw that Pnei Yeshua mutshed very much to understand pshat and Rashi. He says v'ayin sham shakasa b'zeh b'derech rochik. He said, "Mamish apshat that's mamish b'derech rechayka." He says, "Malin nira divrei Rashi is klurim uberurim umuvanim."